Just for the crack, right? Mainly because, you know, at this point of the gig, you didn't ask for an encore, but there's always a load of people just doing this at the edge of each row. Just for the crack, as a gift to the two of you, right? As the start of it all, like, I don't know how, you know, did he woo you, did you woo him in the Heel of the Hunt?
He wooed me.
He wooed you. It was a wonderful thing. Good man yourself, Scott. Well done. I don't know what he said, what words he said. All men have a different kind of technique for luring the ladies in, right? And what magic words they say just to create the mood. I always use one word. I always used to go, so. Just at the right moment, it raises the temperature just a tiny bit, right? So that they, and if she goes, well, you go, well, hey, and you're in, right? And if she goes, fuck off, you go, fuck off yourself, I wasn't even talking to you. It's an immaculate technique. But all men use exactly the same words when it comes to breaking up, right? I'm just giving the warning to all the ladies here, but I'll channel it through yourself. What's your name, by the way?
Joe.
Joe, okay. All guys have the same technique when it comes to breaking up with somebody. One word that they use in that situation, right? Watch out for this, Joe. Scott ever comes back from a difficult day at work and goes, listen. It's over. It's finished. Your job is to get out of there with your head held high. You have to be the winner in that situation. If he ever goes, listen, you immediately go, I fucked your brother. See, you're out of it. And you're, and like, now this is Scott is on the back, but you go, whoa! It's particularly good if he doesn't have a brother. It works twice as well in that situation. He's going, but I have no brother. And you go, yes, you do. He tracked you down for many years. And he came here today and I fucked him. And then you're out the door. But the thing is, I may not, you know, give, set this in context. I've given that advice before, but I haven't really given enough conditions. I don't mean, Joe, any time he says the word listen. I don't mean like you're walking along a beach in the Seychelles and he cups your beautiful face and goes, do you know what sound I love more than any sound in nature? The sound of the waves lapping against a tropical beach. Listen. Or if you're ever lying in a spoons position, snuggle deeply, and you're all snuggly, like that, like whatever. It's 3 a.m. under the duvet, and you feel terribly safe and warm and wonderful. And suddenly Scott sits bolt upright in the bed. Listen. That'll be a bad time. Suddenly you go, I fucked your brother. He's likely to go, that's very interesting, but there's an axe murderer climbing in the window downstairs. Frankly, unless you fucked him as well, I should prioritise. We'll see you again, ladies and gentlemen. Good night, goodbye, good luck, thank you very much. Thank you, Simon, thank you, James, thank you, Chris, thank you, Scott, thank you, Mark, thank you, Dan. Good night, folks, see you again.